Okay then.
Ready?
Yep.
What did you see tonight from the offense? Because you guys, over 400 yards of offense, mm-hmm. looked pretty explosive.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of really good things that we did. But, 400 yards of offense doesn't mean anything if you only put 14 points up on the board. So, we got to do a better job of not turning the ball over and finishing drives. And, that's part of what the preseason is about. We're doing a lot of really good things, but we got to do what counts, and that's getting the ball in the end zone.
But are you getting pretty excited about the possibilities when you see the way the first team offense is running?
I haven't been this excited to play football in a while. It's just, the whole way the offense is structured, the scheming, all the stuff that we aren't even doing yet in games. It's really exciting to see where it's going to go.
And what percentage do you think you guys are putting in the offense in these games?
I couldn't even guess on that. We're being pretty vanilla, but we're running pretty much the standard plays that are going to be the bulk of our offense. But we're definitely leaving some stuff out.
What did you see from the quarterbacks? Because it's going to be a tough decision.
Oh, yeah, no, I think both quarterbacks are playing really well right now. Really, all the quarterbacks are playing really well right now. At this point, I don't really think it matters who they name the starter. The offense is going to be successful regardless. So, we got one more game pretty much for the starters to kind of go out there and two more games in the preseason to figure this thing out. So, it'll be interesting to see how it shakes out.
Given that game three is the key one for you guys, mm-hmm. starters, would you like to know? Would it help to know?
We've had enough snaps with both of them to really know how they each play. For an offensive lineman, really, it doesn't make that big of a difference. At this point, I'm just trying to, improve what the offensive line is doing. I'm not even worried about the quarterback.
Were you able to look upfield on Shady's run and admire some of those moves?
Yeah, Shady has a tendency to make offensive linemen look pretty good. So, it's fun having him back. He's a very fun player to play with. Always a live character on the sidelines and everything and in the game. So it was really good to have him back out there.
Jason, can you talk about the depth of offensive lineman here? You got 17 guys still in camp, and it seems like just about everybody can play. Have you ever been around that many?
No, I don't think I've seen this many guys in a training camp setting. And I think there's quite a few backups that we have that are really, really good football players. I think we have a lot more depth this year than we did in last year's offensive line. So it's going to be, it's going to be cool to see the way it shakes out with those last few spots, because I really don't know where they're going to go with it.
I wouldn't want to envy the coaches having to make these decisions.
Yeah, they're always handcuffed with that 53-man rule. So, some guys are going to get cut that really deserve to be on this team, but that's part of the nature of the beast.
Jason, on the McCoy touchdown there, can you take us through what was happening before the snap? It looked like Mike motioned Riley over to the other side.
To tell you the truth, I don't know anything about that. I know it was a run play inside zone for us, and they came up and pretty much mugged the backers up right at the line of scrimmage, so that took off some of the double teams that we had going. Felt like we got some pretty good push, but Shady always has a tendency to make something happen when he sees something. And, he bounced it outside and was able to make a good play.
Do you know if he had the option to throw the screen to Riley on that play? You're not sure?
I'm not sure. That's not information I get. I'll be able to tell you when I see the film.
With Mike Vick, you've obviously seen him for a few years here. From the outside looking in, it looks like he's really comfortable in this offense. Are you seeing that, and why do you think that's the case?
Well, I think, Mike's always a guy that, he always has really big play abilities, and the things that have killed him the last couple of years have just been the turnovers. And as long as we can eliminate those turnovers from him, and as long as he shows that we can protect him and that he isn't doing that, he's a very dynamic quarterback who's tough to defend. And, right now I think with the way that we run the offense with the speed and everything, it kind of is simplified for everyone, and it kind of has to be just because of the tempo and everything that you're running. And for Mike, I think that kind of helps him out just because he's not trying to think too much. Sometimes overthinking is a bad thing.
Do the multiple options, do you think, on a lot of these plays really help him?
I think it would help anybody, to tell you the truth. I think whenever you have more options to take advantage of what a defense is giving you, that's going to help any player.
It looks like the communication on the sideline is pretty smooth, and it just seems like there's so many working parts going on there that it looks smoother than you might imagine, as a layman anyway.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's definitely a complex system. Luckily, we've been really running it since that first OTA and right when Chip got here, but we've come a long way from that first OTA, that's for sure. And, we really communicated well out there tonight, and that's really what the offensive line in general especially is trying to do right now is to get the communication down, make sure that everyone's on the same page, the offensive general, everyone's on the same page. And, you know, as long as all 11 guys are doing what they're supposed to be doing, this offense should be very dynamic.
How much does the pace of practice have to do with it? I mean, keeps talking about he goes extra fast in practice so that when you get into a game, it actually is slowed down.
Yeah.
Not just in your mind, but the actual pace of the game.
Yeah, I mean, you couldn't replicate in a game how fast we go in practice just because, you know, the spotting of the ball and the moving of the chains and everything. There's no way that we could go as fast as we go in practice in a game. And, you know, just like you're saying, when you get to the game, the point is that it feels kind of slow. It feels like you have more time to make those decisions. So, you know, it feels a little bit easier making calls and, figuring out what the defensive scheme is.
Was there times in that first OTA you recall saying to yourself, holy moly, how's this going to work?
I never really questioned that it wasn't going to work because there's a lot of really cool stuff.
Yeah.
But there's definitely a few times where you're just like, gosh, frustrated with how you did for the day because everything happens so fast. You know, you make one or two mistakes, they kind of compound on each other a lot, especially at that tempo. So, it's good the way we've been practicing because we've gotten a lot of the communication errors, a lot of those mistakes that, you have in the preseason out of the way early.
What have you seen from Lane Johnson in his first two games? I mean, is there a lot of communication between you guys in between plays? He certainly seems comfortable out there.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not really sure how he played today. I know he gave up, I think, one sack, if I'm mistaken on that.
Yeah.
But I'm not even really sure what happened on that play. Lane's been, from the get-go, a guy that's he's got a great football mind, and he's a hard worker, and he's one of those guys that doesn't really seem like a rookie out there. And, I think he's done a great job so far with the position he's been put in and everything he's been doing on the field. He's been really a great focal point for this offensive line.
What did you think of four tight ends? Is that something you've ever seen on the field at the same time? Especially.